We're taking this podcast to the extreme on this episode of 90s Tune with Lena and Avery.
That's right, we are. Why do you say that, Ave?
Because we are looking back at the song More Than Words by the band Extreme.
Yes. I have two songs mixed up in my head, but this is the one I listen to. I think the other song I have is More Than Words Can Say. And it's like, this is the one I'm also thinking. Here I am at 6 o'clock in the morning. Those songs have meshed in my head.
Okay.
Even though I just listened to this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, just thought I'd throw that out there. I don't know what the other song is. Alias, maybe? I looked it up, but I don't trust that. Because I wrote this down as I Need You Now. And I wrote that one as More Than Words Can Say. So I might have got their titles mixed up. But we are talking about Extreme.
Yes.
Formed in Boston in 1985. Singer Gary Cherone and drummer Paul Geary were in a band called X-Dream. And that's how they got Extreme.
Okay.
Kind of like. Yeah. Joined by guitarist Nuno Betancourt and bassist Pat Badger. They were together 1985 till 1996, when Cherone actually left to front Van Halen till 1999. And there was some solo work and then some reunion tours. And then they were together 2007 till the present. Their latest album being in 2023. I'm getting ahead of myself, but they had a debut album. I have two Canadian connections. Was in 1989, and the song Play With Me was on Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, starring Canadian Keanu Reeves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then Extreme 2, Porno Graffiti, was in 1999, and it has this song on it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they were known as, like, they did, like, funk metal, glam metal music.
Yes.
And this is their acoustic song that entered the charts in March 1991. The label didn't want to release it because it was so different. Betancourt actually quit over it, but came back because they didn't want to release it. Just because it was different. There were power ballads at the time, but not acoustic like this. Cherone actually, they started to resent the song, actually. They didn't want to play it for a few nights when they were touring in Poland with Aerosmith. And then Steven Tyler put on, like, big letters on their door, like, play the fucking song. I mean, everyone wants to hear the song, right?
Yeah.
Cherone has turned around and he said, it became a monster. It took a life of its own and we couldn't kill it. I think it'll pass the test of time.
I think it has so far anyway.
Maybe. I don't know. I've been hearing this song for 30 years now, so... what I remember the most of the song, which I think a lot of people will, is the video. Did you watch the video? Do you remember the video?
Oh, I watched the video.
Black and white. They unplug. And then Cherone and Betancourt, like, one's playing the guitar, the other guy's singing. I remember, as you probably do, the Jack Black and Jimmy Fallon spoof.
Yes.
Yes. This video was big at the time. I think everyone that watched any videos at the time saw it. Now, and then during it, the two band members who aren't in the video, really, they light a lighter.
Okay.
This brings me to my Canadian connection.
Oh, another Canadian connection.
My bigger one.
Okay.
Which is part of the history of lighters at concerts.
Ooh.
So there's a couple of things. It could be John and Oko at a concert in Toronto in 1969. That's kind of debated. Most likely it is Leonard Cohen in 1970 at the Isle of Wight Festival. Canadian Leonard Cohen. There was rioting, I guess, all day through the festival. There were violence and bottles being thrown and booing and fires. And he took the stage at 2 a.m. He went on, spoke calmly, as Leonard Cohen does. And he started talking about his dad taking him to the circus. And as he began to talk, people began to listen. He asked the audience to light a match, like, hey, so I could see you. And then he started singing Bird on a Wire. And this is, I got this from Beat, History of the Lighter at Concerts by Will Vasquez.
Okay.
Also, there might have been candles at Woodstock, but yeah. When I like the Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
I'm going with that one, but it's, you know, there's some dispute. Do you have a Canadian connection?
Oh, well, we talk about the music video, and it was directed by Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris.
Mm-hmm.
They're a duo. They direct a lot of stuff. They directed the movie Little Miss Sunshine.
Yes.
Which starred Steve Carell. Steve Carell was a cast member on the TV show The Dana Carvey Show. Dana Carvey was on the TV show The Dana Carvey Show, believe it or not.
Funny that.
He was also on a TV show called Saturday Night Live.
Never heard of it.
Well, this ran for a long time and it's still on the air, so maybe you should get out of your cage. But on that TV show was another cast member, Mike Myers, who was in the movie Shrek.
Okay.
Mike Myers is also Canadian.
Yes. They were also in...
I'm hitting a three-peat here.
Oh.
Steve Carell was on the movie Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, which had a cameo from Jim Carrey.
Oh.
Little Miss Sunshine's plot, basically, the very, very summarized version, is they had to get to a beauty pageant in Rondo Beach, California. That is on Santa Monica Bay in California. So Santa Monica Bay, large area, the beach, smaller area. Santa Monica Bay is where Baywatch took place, starring Canadian Pam Anderson. Ooh. I hit all three connections in one podcast.
Nice, nice, nice. I'm liking that. I like that you explained how geography works and maps.
Yes.
Yeah, so why'd you choose this song?
It was a different choice. I should have picked this album because I think it's such a different song than what they did, like on the album. I just listened to some of it and I was enjoying it. So, but I was never a big fan of this song. So I wanted to come back and listen to it to see if it was not as enjoyable as I once thought it was.
And?
I thought it was an all right song, listening to it again. I think what really it is it's overplayed.
Yes.
And that's maybe takes the enjoyment out of it. I know we've talked about this before on radio play, and they have so many other songs. Like their new song, like from their one of their singles from last year,
yeah,
is really good. I listened to it this morning. I really enjoyed it. And because if I don't get out of my comfort zone and listen to other stuff like I did today,
mm-hmm,
I would never have heard it. But yeah, it's a really good song. So that's why I listened to this part of the album, and I really enjoyed the album. And I think the song is good. It's just overplayed, so it took that enjoyment out of it.
For me, this is there. This song is there. I have some memories associated with it, which we'll loop back to. But yeah, it's just there, and it is overplayed. And even at the time, it was overplayed, and I never really liked it.
Okay.
And reading the description of their other music made me not even care to look at their other music. Didn't seem my jam, but maybe yours.
No, I don't
yours.
Think it would have been.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely has this like 80s, 90s metal sound, heavy, like hard rock sound. So,
which is more your style than mine. So I didn't even bother to look at other stuff. If the songs are good enough, you will play them. They will enter my mind as something I like or not like is how I discover music like that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Or if you make me listen to it, not make me, before the podcast.
Yes.
Now, I associate this songs with junior high dances, parties, and slow dancing in junior high. I've slow danced a couple of times. And I think this was one of my song that I did slow dance to. I was not very popular, even with the fellas. But I did a couple of slow dances in junior high, and I know for sure this was one. The guy, I don't remember. Derek something. But yeah, so I think I associate it with some cringeworthy moments, like junior high and slow dancing. And yeah, even at the time, I just thought it was very cheesy.
Okay.
I still think it's cheesy. It won't go away. We'll always hear it. It's not something I necessarily turn the station if I hear it. I might listen to it, but it's not up there for one of my favorite songs. But
okay.
So I'm glad you didn't choose the CD. But I will, if their songs are good enough, I will discover them through you, I think.
Okay. And,
yeah.
I think I'll listen to the whole CD.
Yeah.
Or if I was in Japan, mini CD.
Yes, yes.
Because everything gets released on mini CD in Japan, it seems. So
yes.
It's interesting, but I'll be giving it a listen this summer when I'm outside smoking something and relaxing.
He means barbecuing. Yes. You're allowed to smoke something if you want to, but just I knew you meant barbecuing.
The song did reach number one in Canada and it reached number one on the Canada Top Singles, and it reached number two on the Canadian Adult Contemporary charts. You know what I should look up is how it reached on Much Music 30 Countdown. That was a weekly staple that we didn't watch, but I would watch. So. Yeah,
I didn't know yet at the time. Yeah. We weren't watching TV together.
And it reached platinum in Canada as well, so 100,000 albums sold. Yeah, that's all I have for chart facts.
Okay, so did well.
It did do well. Like you said, it was on the radio. It was there. It was a lot there.
The video played a lot. I mean, very simple video, wasn't
it? Yes, yes. Yeah.
And song, like the acoustic, like just really pared down. The black and white, yeah. It was a perfect video for the song.
Yes, it was.
It really was fitting.
Yeah.
I always thought they were brothers for some reason. I think they slightly look alike, but mostly because in black and white, like their skin tone is the same. They both have long hair. Like, yeah.
Hey, so stop stalling. What are yes, you going to pick for stalling. Next week?
I'm trying to think if I should go with something I think you'll like for sure. Something you might not like. I think I want to be listening to a song that we really like. And I'm pretty sure you like it. I'm going with Snap, Rhythm is a Dancer.
Okay.
A lot different than this.
Yes. A complete opposite.
Maybe? Also played in dances, though. Yeah.
Oh, hey. Well, listen in next weekend for Rhythm is a Dancer.